This is Fresh Air. Phantom Thread is the latest film from writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson, whose acclaimed movies include Boogie Nights, The Master, and his powerful drama starring Daniel Day-Lewis, There Will Be Blood. Daniel Day-Lewis also stars in Phantom Thread and has said it will be his last movie. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
In Phantom Thread, Daniel Day-Lewis plays a British women's fashion designer in the 1950s named Reynolds Woodcock, who's regarded as a supreme artist. He wields a tape measure with delicate precision, runs his long fingers along fabrics, and gazes on his handiwork as seconds pass slowly, the silence broken only by a pencil scratching or measurements murmured to his hovering sister Cyril, played by Leslie Manville. Assistants and clients know not to interrupt. Woodcock is breathing the higher air. He's not a hermit. He has affairs with women, but they're expendable. Until, that is, he meets a young waitress named Alma, played by the Luxembourg-born Vicky Creeps, who forces him out of his equilibrium. Paul Thomas Anderson's latest work is quiet, spare, elegant, and deeply weird. I loved it right up until its last scene, which I'll discuss in the abstract but not spoil. It's a comedy, but so deadpan that for a while you might think it's an Ingmar Bergman-like portrait of artistic and marital anguish. Anderson poses a question I imagine is central to his life as a reported control freak artist who's also an avowed romantic. How do you carve out a sacred space for creation, but also allow your life to be unbalanced by another autonomous human being? What's most amusing in Phantom Thread is how serenely at home Day-Lewis's Woodcock looks in his body, his own roomy clothes, his studio on the top floor of his London townhouse. Only his love of women suggests an attraction to the outside world, though even then he courts Alma by bringing her to the basement of his country house, taking her measurements, and draping her with fabric. He gazes on her in silence as she attempts to probe his psyche.
You're a very handsome man. You must be around many beautiful women. Yes. Why are you not married?
I make dresses.
You cannot be married when you make dresses.
I'm certain I was never meant to marry. I'm a confirmed bachelor. I'm incurable.
That voice of Day-Lewis, it's high enough to suggest that Woodcock is something of an upper-class twit, but resonant enough to be sexually magnetic, even behind spectacles and a bow tie. We're focused on two artists at once, Reynolds Woodcock and Daniel Day-Lewis, both of whose immersion is uncanny. When Alma moves in, she's visibly unhappy as a wallflower. Like his other lovers, she wants to feel recognized, needed. Unlike them, she has a touch of the psychopath. That's when Phantom Thread adopts a sinister, Hitchcockian tone that's marvelously entertaining, abetted by Johnny Greenwood's delirious strings and piano score, which is deliberately fulsome. Suddenly, there's a war for the great man's soul, perhaps even his life. Leslie Manville's Cyril is so in sync with her brother that the performance borders on self-effacing, until you see how keenly she monitors his every breath. Creeps's Alma is bewitchingly deceptive, her face just mask-like enough to make our sudden awareness of her deviltry a shock. Phantom Thread resolves its central question in a way that makes symbolic sense, but needed a few more scenes to take hold. The resolution is preposterous, even for Paul Thomas Anderson, who once opened his characters' hearts in Magnolia by pelting them with a biblical rain of frogs. That said, if you're an Anderson fan, you'll relish the insights into his character. This is the work of a fiercely self-centered artist who seems to long nonetheless to surrender, especially to a combination lover and mommy. As I said, it's deeply weird. Daniel Day-Lewis has announced that this will be his last performance, that he's retiring from acting to immerse himself in perhaps less emotionally taxing pursuits. We can hardly begrudge someone who's given us so much great work, and I imagine his colleagues will be relieved not to compete with him anymore for awards. So let's happily bid him farewell. Not really. Daniel, take a few years off, grow a beard, maybe get yourself a knighthood, then come back. There are many superb actors, but so few we can call heroic.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.